in with us this morning, and she's got the Met Gala on her mind.
Yes, there are still vivid memories of the Met Gala. So if you weren't watching the Kentucky Derby.
I did not watch that.
Okay. So there was that other event called the Met Gala that happens. Though those of us in the fashion industry, we kind of...
It's a confluence of events every year. Does it happen at the same time all the time?
It is always the first Monday of May.
Okay.
It's in New York City, right?
Yeah.
Well, and if you're in Camp Wintour... You know who Anne Wintour is? She's the editor-in-chief of Vogue. She invites, you know, the A-list.
Okay.
And connects the stars of the moment with the designers. And it is extreme fashion.
Okay.
Extreme.
Which means nobody would ever wear any of the things. So it's a Halloween show is what it is.
Well, yeah, it's a costume. It's celebrating designers in an extreme runway. And they use a pink runway.
Okay.
And descended steps. So, of course, everybody's going to have their favorite, and they are as outrageous as you can imagine.
Is it? They should award like first, second, third prize, like the Westminster Dog Show.
Don't. Well, there you go. You can make your suggestion of the month.
Thank you. I will put that in.
Yeah, that might go over not so well. But my favorite, of course, was Lady Gaga. It took her 13.5 minutes to
do the runway,
to descend the steps.
Oh my God!
And to morph out of her three different outfits. So she kept taking layer by layer by layer.
She's having the most fun of anybody ever.
I think so too.
Yeah, she really is.
And you know, I felt bad that she and her fiance broke up. You know, right around the time that the movie came out.
I'm not worried about her.
I'm not worried about her either. But I think that she's able to even be more free. Can you imagine that?
More
she was
free.
Before?
So we need a more free Lady Gaga.
Could be, but Kim Kardashian's outfit led a lot of people to question whether or not, like, where are her internal organs?
I have no idea.
Yeah, where are they?
Because, her waist is like, what, a nine?
They said it was a corset thing. So.
Well, and I get that, but, you know, I think she had some ribs taken out in order to get that.
She claimed that in the past.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, anyways, Katy Perry showed up as a chandelier. Tony, I'm so sorry you missed all this.
I know. What channel is this on?
I don't know.
Do we get to watch this anywhere? I mean, this should be televised.
Yeah, it is televised.
How come you have to let me know about these things?
Okay, next year I'll let you know first Monday in May what you have to be watching.
All right.
And the after parties are fun, too. Listen to this. The Boom Boom Room. Celine Dion, entertained
that
there.
Sounds like 50 Shades or something, I got to tell you.
The Boom Boom Room. Well, anyways, there's the after party outfit. There's the Met Gala outfit. I just want everybody to just Google it because it's really, candy for the eyes.
I'm liking the Boom Boom Room. I think I'm going to name a room in my house to talk to my wife about that. Are you done or should I stop talking?
I think you're done. We're done.
101.3.